Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
The story that's captured all of our attention here in the studio this morning.
Sure
has. Iconic Aussie gardening brand, Jim's Mowing, has made an announcement that they're going to head in a new direction. The group has launched Jim's Remedial Massage.
Oh, yes.
Offering a variety of massage services from relaxation to sport to prenatal. So I'm happy with that, as long as they don't offer happy ending. I'm not sure I want a happy ending from a guy wearing khaki called Jim.
Oh. And gloves.
Just stay in your lane. You know what I mean?
Speak for yourself.
All right. Well, you're putting your hand up for that, are you, Kat?
It depends.
We're called Jim's Massage and get them round. And
I'm not saying no to it.
You're not saying no. Well, you remember last year he launched Jim's Beauty.
Yeah.
We covered that
on the show. I think it was about November last year, and it was Jim's Beauty, and they would come round and give the ladies a beauty treatment.
Yep.
So he'd trim your front lawn and your front bum. All in the one.
Front bum.
All the one beautiful service.
I've had the front bum since high school.
That was the hardest working whippersnipper I've ever seen.
That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, he's come a long way. I remember Jim's obviously mowing was the number one, but now you can have Jim's one-stop shop. You can have, because I think he's got Jim's car wash. He's got Jim's remedial massage now, Jim's delivery where food can come. He's got Jim's rubbish takeaway.
No, he doesn't.
He's got them all. Yeah.
Well, why have I never heard about this?
Jim's pay my bills is the next one I want.
When does it end? Jim's colonic irrigation. Jim's pap smear. Jim's vasectomy. Jim's neurosurgery. I mean, Jim's the best partner you could ever get, right?
Ever.
Jim can do it all. You come home here. Where's Jim? Oh, Jim is just working on something down in the back room.
I don't think it's the same Jim. Am I right to get to that conclusion?
What do you mean? Why would it be?
It's going to be different people doing different services. You don't get one person turn up and do
it. Excuse me, it says Jim.
It's Jim.
Yep, it's a guy in a hat and boot covers.
One Jim guy Rubbers. In a bucket hat and khaki shorts.
Yeah, the beard.
What do you want? Beauty service? Bang. Massage? Bang.
Bang.
Want your lawns mowed? Just stay in your lane, Jim. I don't expect a small Thai lady from the shopping centre to do my lawns. I want them.
Allegedly.
It's a massage service. Get your mind out of the gutter. That's the most of the girls do. Excuse me, if you go to a shopping centre, who does a massage?
A beautiful guy called Sven.
No. Not these days.
I don't know where you're going.
No.
You are highly
surprised. Kimmy's massage, usually.
That's where you go.
No, that's
what's Kimmy's message?
That's the one at my local shopping centre, Southlands.
Well, that took a turn.
It did.
Okay, here's Jim. Jim has got it all. There's a new ad out from Jim, and
here we go.
They do everything you need. Your one-stop shop.
G'day. Jim from Jim's Group of Companies here to tell you about our latest offering. 40 years ago, I started mowing your grass. Now we're rubbing your ass. We've combined a range of our services to bring you this new offering. A Jim's handyman will turn up in one of those mobile Jim's dog wash vans and pop you up on the table. Then a Jim's pressure cleaning franchisee will send a few squirts of the old gurney up the doot-doot for an enema you'll never forget. A Jim's carpet cleaner will ensure your carpet is as refreshed as your curtains. And a Jim's test and tag member will hook these mini jumper leads up to your gonads or nipples and put the spark back in you. Followed by a quick trim of the bush from me. And for a generous tip, I'll even get a Jim's plumber around to finish things off by clearing your pipes. Oh, and by the way, while you're on the table, we can go as far as a Jim's stump removal if you're headed in that direction too. Jim's Group of Companies. Up next, Jim's Inland Beach Hazardous Water Decontamination Division. Franchises only available in Penrith.
There he is. Well done, Jim. Another story that's caught my eye. Did you know this? We used to have tails. Humans had tails.
Did not know that.
Way back when?
It's a bit of a bombshell. A single genetic tweak caused human ancestors to lose their tails 25 million years ago.
Whoa.
So, yeah, originally it was, well, design helped us do things like walk upright and stuff like that. I've often said this, though. I wish women had tails.
So they could wag.
Why is that?
Well, because, you know, women are hard to read. You know, so no, yes, they are. They're very hard to read because they never say what they mean. You've got to peel away 8 layers to get to the truth of what's actually going on. But you know, if you walk up at a dog and if you know immediately if it likes you or not because its tail starts wagging.
Sure. Yep.
How easy would dating be if, like, you were just in a bar and women had tails and you'd go, hello, and you know straight away. You wouldn't have to listen to them. You wouldn't have to try and understand. Yeah, you know, it's panting. It'd be good too. Yeah, if their tongues came out and they just looked at you, that'd be fantastic.
Very simple creatures.
Yeah, there'd have to be a friendship wag and a love interest wag.
No, there would be a. I like you. You'd be coming up. You go hi, and your little tail would be going dooga 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 dooga. Okay, well hello. I might buy her a drink. I seem to be going okay here.
Yes,
because do you know in the animal kingdom. Women do this all the time. So in baboons, why can't you just be straight up girls? So if baboons, female baboons, you know what happens? If they like you and they're up for it, their bot-bots go bright red.
So like a stop sign,
If the chick, if the chick's bum is bright red, hello, game on. Have a crack. So imagine that.
Yeah.
You girls walk into the bar. Oh, hi, these are my friends. This is Tash and this is Kat. And if all of a sudden your bottoms went bright red,
that would be
of great help to men.
No. I mean,
if you had a tail and your tail started wagging.
And if your tail went between your legs, you'd know you weren't interested.
Oh, exactly. I'd be sick of that. Hello, ladies. My name's Michael. And you're just tails between the legs. wander off. Don't you think the animal kingdom's a lot more honest when it comes to this kind of stuff?
Yes, very much.
What animals do you take your cues from? EMG, what are you?
Well, look, the Australian redback spider. Let me have a quick synopsis on them. The male Australian redback spider has a unique and risky mating ritual. During courtship, the male will offer himself as a meal to the female. If she accepts, the male will continue to mate with her while being consumed alive.
So hang on, hold it there. So if I walked up to a girl in the bar and said, "G'day, want a bite?" That would be me offering myself if I was a spider.
Yeah, suicide, basically. Same as the bees. The bees do the same thing with a queen. Once they mate with a queen bee, they know that that's their last act of intercourse.
Queen puts it about a bit, doesn't she?
Queen's. The queen's a bit of a hussy.
Queen's not saying no.
No.
This is not painting us in a great light. Can I bring to your attention the Saturn bowerbird?
Ooh, oh, please.
Of course you can.
This is only proving we're a little...
Saturn bowerbird. He's a rascal.
Yes. Now, this is proving we're a bit high maintenance because the Saturn bowerbird will make the males build almost like a pyramid for us, like a display unit.
What's
and they'll
different?
Go and
a home. It's the same thing. I want a
it's
home.
A house.
And they'll collect berries and sticks and everything. Yep. And then they have to spend an hour doing a dance around.
Doing a dance.
And the woman rocks up and she sees all these men dancing for her with their pyramids. And so then she'll go and inspect each pyramid until she decides which one has built her the most impressive one.
Yeah. You could be talking about humans, honestly. I'm not putting out till I get a home.
Yep.
And
A car,
food. And
everything.
And then I'm going to leave you.
And then, all right. Then I'm going to leave you if someone offers me a bigger one. It's exactly the same. Tash, what about you?
I've got spiders as well. I did not know this about the mating practices with black widow spiders.
Yes.
The females are twice as large as males, so the smaller suitors have to take some precautions when approaching the female's web. Because they may be mistaken for prey and eaten before mating even gets underway. The males can stay safe by announcing their presence first to the female with vigorous rump shaking.
That's me, twerking.
Yep. That's called twerking,
That's right. I just walk into a bar, turn around, and start twerking.
And
you get the idea. All I'm saying is, girls, 25 million years ago, you would have been a lot easier to read with your little tails.
Yep.
MG Sport Report.
Matilda's captain, Samantha Kerr, has been charged with a racially aggravated offence.
The charge relates to an incident involving a police officer who was responding to a complaint involving a taxi fare on the 30th of January last year in Twickenham.
Kerr has already appeared in a London court via video link, did enter a not guilty plea to this charge.
Yeah, this story broke yesterday while we were on the show, and hours after Sam Kerr revelled from scoring a historic FA Cup hat-trick, the football superstar became entangled in an argument over a taxi fare that led her to racially aggravated abuse of a London police officer. But Tash Belling, you have more of this story up to date, my girlfriend. What's happening?
Yeah, there's new details breaking this morning on this massive story. We understand that Kerr's legal team will actually head back to court next month in a bid to avoid the upcoming criminal trial that is scheduled for February. Now, they're going to argue there was an abusive process by Crown prosecutors after it took almost 12 months to lay this charge. Now, there's been a lot of speculation over this over the next couple of days.
Okay, it seems fair to me. It was a year ago, and it's going to be another year till they get to court. That's 2 years to process a charge like this. It's not a speedy trial. It doesn't seem like a typical approach to a court case like this. Am I wrong?
100%.
You know what disappoints me? I read the papers this morning, and there's opinion pieces calling for Sam Kerr's head. I mean, have we ever heard about due process? Do we know what that means anymore? I mean, it's a pile on every time someone does something wrong that everyone just piles on that person before they've given their, you know, the inverted commas, their day in court.
It's a nasty charge to have hanging over your head.
Yeah, of course,
especially
it is.
For that long, and especially something that's unproven. I don't get it. It's got a bit of a whiff about it, this case. And look, we shouldn't trivialise a charge like this. I'm sure, I don't know anyone who's pro-racism unless you're, in some kind of right-wing radical group. I'm just saying, give her a chance and we'll wait and see. But it just doesn't feel right to me.
And also, important to note, Sam Kerr has pled not guilty to these charges.
Yeah.
Now, Football Australia and the Matildas claim they were blindsided by this. Nobody knew this about these charges. And this is what the Football Australia boss had to say about it.
It's very serious allegations. It regards racism, and there's no place for racism in our sport. At the same time, Sam has rights, natural justice rights, procedural rights that she's got to work her way through, and we're respectful of that. She's pleaded not guilty. I think we need to remember that, and we need to respect that. I haven't spoken to Sam other than a text message just to check in on her well-being at the moment, because she is an employee of ours and is also a player.
And, of course, the Matildas coach, Tony Gustafsson, has also spoke yesterday about this situation, and this is what Tony had to say.
First time I ever heard about it was this morning. I was informed this morning and obviously was surprised and had some time to talk to the Federation about it. And as you know, the Federation have come out with a statement, and unfortunately I can't comment more on that. The only thing I can comment is my experience and interaction with Sam as a person, as a footballer, and I have only positive experiences from that.
All right, just so we're clear, the charge involves a confrontation with a taxi driver. A policeman was called. Do we have the details
of
what they're alleging?
Important to note, she's pled not guilty to the charge where it's alleged Kerr used insulting, threatening or abusive words that caused alarm or distress to a Metropolitan Police officer.
Imagine if everyone was charged with that kind of behaviour. And again, I'm not trivialising it, but we just don't know what's happened. It seems odd to me that it was a year ago. The charges were only laid 6 weeks ago.
Yep.
And she won't get to court for a year. Everyone calm the farm.
That's
it. Okay? And let's see how it plays out. In the meantime, surely she's allowed to play on, retain the captaincy, and be treated as if she's not guilty until such time as she is, yes?
100%. She's convalescing at the moment with an ACL surgery because she won't be back until just before, hopefully, the Olympics anyway. So this is not something that she needs on a plate at the minute.
On yesterday's program, MG often takes us by surprise, gets us off guard, says something random that just blows our mind. On yesterday's program, he coughed this up.
I never have been to the Opera House. I've been on the steps of the Opera House, but I've never been inside the Opera House.
That's a bombshell. For someone who's lived in this town all their life, and you're not that far away, No. You're just a hop, skip and a jump from the opera house and you've never darkened the doorstep. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, even listening to that back, yeah, Mickey, it is. I it's such a beautiful structure. There have been so many great bands there and so many great shows, but I've never been to one. I've never walked into the doors.
Well, you will be going because we'll be sending you. You're going to see what? Something at the Opera House. No, we'll get onto this. Yeah. There'll be, I think, Hamlet's on there. He may be Hamlet. The Mozart's The Magic Flute.
The flute.
we'll pick something. We'll make a night of it. We'll get you picked up in a limo. I'll get Rex onto this. He'll make it happen. Yep. Maybe some dinner somewhere.
Oh, wow.
And you're off to the Opera House to see something very highfalutin, which will then be reported in this program. But got us thinking, surely everyone has got something that they've never done they should have. 1-3-3-5-3. What haven't you done that you should have? Now, there's a bloke on the show, Tony, Big Tone.
Soprano.
Tony, in a casual conversation you dropped this other day, please tell everyone what you've never done.
I'm 28 and I've never tried Indian food.
What?
What?
How?
Well, I didn't think this was such a big of a deal.
It is a massive deal.
Really?
What do you mean? Indian restaurants.
You've never come across it? You've never been somewhere? You've never wandered through a food court or gone to a restaurant? You've never had a papadam?
Papadam, man.
Never.
Yeah.
Never tried one.
Never had a naan bread.
Never tried it.
Oh, you'd love it.
You'd love it. What is wrong with you?
How do you get to 28? I mean, one of the great cuisines of the world.
Yes. Yeah. So I've been told. But yeah.
All right, we're sending
lunch today.
We're sending MG to the Opera House. We're sending you to the food court downstairs. You are going to. We're going to watch you eat some butter chicken.
Oh,
all right, that's what I'm getting for you.
Sounds
good. All right, we've all got 1-3-3-5-3. What about you, Kat? What have you never done?
I've never watched a second of a Star Wars movie of any sort. So when you keep mentioning the Star Wars bar, I had to go and YouTube it to see what you meant.
Yes.
Because I didn't understand what you said.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That is incredible. You've never... Okay, well, now we're taking you to the cinemas. That's going to be... Do you know the music we play when we bring in our station manager?
I know this.
Death Star.
But I now associate it with Rex.
Yeah, exactly. Not Star Wars.
All right, Tash.
Here we go.
Brace
yourself, everyone.
I've never had my ears pierced because I've got keloid scarring. My body overheals.
Oh. You're an onion.
And I had them pierced and then they kept closing up. So when I was on the news set, I'd have to re-pierce my ears before the news and it got too painful. So are you going to get me to get my ears pierced?
You are the best.
We're going to go and pierce your ears.
What about you, Mickey? Mickey, what have you
got? I'm going to get your tongue piercing as well and a nose piercing. You're not going to believe this. I have never... It's hard to say. Okay. I've never had sex with Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
I know.
It's a shock.
It's a shock.
Sad for her. Very sad for her.
So now you guys go. Okay, Mick, we're going to make that
happen.
Okay,
so we're going to set you up on a date. We're going to fly to LA. You're going to stay with Jim and Jeffries and we're going to put it in.
All right. Sold. Get Rex onto it. All right. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. And now on the show, it's time to play...
What haven't you done?
That's right. This is because MG told us yesterday on the program he'd never been to the Opera House. Our jaws dropped and it got us thinking, what haven't you done? And boy, found out Tony here hasn't eaten Indian food. Kat hasn't seen any, not one second of the Star Wars movie. And Tash has never had her ears pierced. Let's get into the callers. Andrew, what haven't you tried or done?
I'm 42 years old and I've never tried coffee.
Ooh.
Bombshell.
Hang on a second. Nothing at all. It's never, an iced coffee? No.
Nope. I've never tried anything because I was a bit of a rat bag at school and the coffee breath and I've just never drank coffee.
Espresso martini?
Oh, there you go.
No, it's no espresso martini. Andrew, what are you doing, mate? Mm. You get on board. Go down and have a double espresso for you. Thanks for the call. CJ, what have you never done?
Hi, Josh, how are you?
Hey, yeah,
CJ.
Good. What have you never done?
I have never eaten a Big Mac, and I just turned 45.
No way, CJ. No way.
How do you get to 45? Like, what? Have you ever been tempted to go through the drive-thru?
No, well, I always eat chicken. I always end up with the bloody chicken.
Oh, you have the chicken,
Mary. I've never eaten a Big Mac. Yeah, just never had one.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome.
This is doing my head in, this segment. Yeah. I didn't think that person existed on the planet. Well done, CJ. Michael, what have you never done?
Never watched a complete game of AFL.
What? Okay, so you don't like it, or you just don't have the patience, or you just like other codes?
All of the above, and I love the NRL.
Okay, all right. Well, you're probably not the Lone Ranger in this state, but well said. Amit, what have you never done?
Hello, I'm 43 and never been to snow. Never seen.
You've never
been to the snow? Oh, that is a good one. Well, yeah. What about this year? Why don't you just go up for a day? You can day trip, you know that?
Yes.
With families, just something never comes up, like never gets a plan.
Yeah. You, well, we'll try and organise something there. In the meantime, you got to slab a jetty road. Lager
yeah,
for you.
Oh,
so now you can now say you've never, well, you can't say you've never had Chetty Ride. Joanne, what haven't you done?
Hello.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, how you going?
We're great. What have you never done, darling?
I'm with Kat. I've never watched Star Wars, the Harry Potter series, the Vampire Diaries, and with that other caller, Stephen, I think his name was, with coffee. I'm 57 and have never touched a coffee.
Oh, wow.
Never touched a coffee. That is incredible to know that you walk amongst us. Grace is on the line. Grace.
Good morning.
What have you never done?
Good morning, guys. I've never seen a cartoon.
What? What?
Stop that.
What?
Cut it out.
Never.
What?
Well, you've never, never watched an episode of The Simpsons?
Never.
What the? Why?
Why?
Wasn't allowed to watch it when I was a kid, and just as an adult, I just can't get around it.
She deserves a prize.
Blow my mind.
Yeah, give her a prize.
Yeah, $250 cash, what? Thanks to Word Scene. Grace.
There we go.
Thanks.
Well done. We're going to play this again because this fascinates me. There's a lot of stories out there. You walk past these people in the street and you wouldn't know it. Everyone looks so normal.
You know, we can have Mickey after our Monday. We can plan our next big thing with our listeners. We can call it the What Haven't You Done party.
Yep, and they can come to the party.
Laundy Hotels presents Mick and NG's Mad Monday. Laundy Hotels, family pubs across Sydney, where you're always welcome. Check out laundy.com.au for a full list of venues.
Come see your war face.
Mick and NG's Mad Monday.
We're getting to the business end of proceedings now. Not many spots left if you want to get on board the train that's leaving the station and going all the way to the best pub out there in Homebush. And we're going to have a ball on Monday, 10 o'clock. It's our Mad Monday. Dwayne, you want to come? What are you coming as?
Yeah, I was going to come as Pussy Galore to compliment James Rain's 007.
Oh, wow. Good work, mate.
I'm not sure that's... I want to see that.
I'm intrigued.
Now, what are you going to wear as Pussy Galore? I can't remember. What did she wear? Was it body suits, jumpsuits?
Yeah, something sexy.
Something fine, long and... All right, you're in, Dwayne. I just I need to satisfy my curiosity. Thank you. Glenn, what are you coming as?
Glenn?
Hey, good day, boys. How you going? Yeah,
what are you coming as?
We can come as the Transformers, the Optimus Prime and Bumblebee. As our variety bash outfits.
And how do you transform? What do you do? So you're going to come in as a bumblebee and then turn into what?
Optimus Prime.
We stay as a bumblebee. We can't transform. We just the outfit.
But you're not transforming then. You said you're coming as a transformer, but you're not transforming.
We can't. Well, we can't bend and twist.
Or
if we fall after a few beers, we can.
Oh, that's after a few beers when the bee gets a little. You know what, Glenn? You're coming. I don't care.
You're in. You, Glenny.
Corey, what are you coming as, mate?
G'day, Mike. How you going, mate?
Yeah, what are you coming as?
I was going to come as Chewbacca out of Star Wars.
Ah, Chewbacca. Not bad. What? How old Chewbacca? See, I always imagine when Chewbacca gets old and he gets male pattern baldness, he has to comb over.
they call me Des there, mate. I haven't got much hair on top, so I'll do the old comb over.
All right, well, the elderly Chewbacca who's combing over. Corey, you're in.
Yay.
There you go.
Beautiful.
See you, Corey. All Monday 10. Don't be late. It's going to be a cracker.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's what the
f***? WTF?
I'm going back there. Sorry, I'm doing it again, but humans used to have tails.
Yeah. What the f***?
Yeah. Unbelievable. And we had a wide-ranging conversation about this. I was suggesting it would be great if women had tails because in nature, women often alert men that they're available and up for it. We had this conversation about baboons. So in baboons, female baboons, you know what happens? If they like you and they're up for it, their bot-bots go bright red. If the chick's bum is bright red, hello, game on. Have a crack. Now, there's been a few doubters. People have been ringing up going, is that true? Well, it is. And if you don't believe me, take it from David Attenborough.
In female baboons, if they like you and they're up for it, their bot-bots go bright red. If a chick's bum is bright red, hello, game on. Have a crack.
What the f***?
That's not...
Excuse me, Tash. Don't question it. That is David Attenborough. He's the foremost authority on the animal kingdom. And I'm surprised he's using the same language.
Does sound a bit more eloquent, though, when he says it.
Anyway, I'd be watching his docos a lot more if he talked like that a bit. All right, MG, what have you got?
Swearing in public is completely prohibited in Dubai.
What the f***?
The use of the...
couldn't do this segment in Dubai.
Well, if we did, we'd be fined $2,500 because the F-word being a crime is it disgraces the honour or the modesty of a person. Swearing is punishable by up to a year in prison or a fine as high as $2,700 if you say the F-word in public.
Wow, you wouldn't last a minute. You wouldn't get out of customs. You wouldn't clear customs in Dubai.
I wouldn't get off the plane.
You'd be sent straight to jail. You'd get a little potty mouth. I didn't see that in their ads.
No. Come to Dubai, but don't swear.
Don't swear in Dubai, or you will be locked up. Kat, what have you got?
The world's oldest woman turned 117.
Wow.
The thing that's remarkable about her, what were you going to say?
Is that she works on this program.
her name is Belling.
She looks fabulous.
You went to high school with her, Tash. What's she like?
She was so lovely. She was the person most likely to succeed in life at school.
What's the most remarkable thing about her?
She's still got all her marbles. She's still got all her mobility. She's on Twitter. You can actually follow her on Twitter, tweeting away. It's unreal.
Wow. She's what I call a super cougar.
Yep. No, she's
super cougar. She's still within the bandwidth. All right. Okay. Tash, here we go.
Okay, you know how there's a beetroot shortage at the moment?
It's incredible.
I've looked for them yesterday. There were none on the supermarket shelves. People are selling cans of sliced beetroot online and eBay for $65 a can.
What the f***?
I'll take two. I'll have two, please.
I'm a beetroot mogul.
I love beetroot.
People are... How much for a can of baby corn?
Oh, that's on the black market right now. That's on the dark web.
Allegedly.
If you know where I can get some pineapple rings, let me know. All right. You get the idea. 133353. How much money to be won?
$800. Stingy this week. Yeah, you're going to need to impress him, I think.
Okay. Blow my mind, Matt. What have you got?
Hey, so the Oxford University is older than the Aztec Empire.
What the f***?
What? You're an idiot. You're an idiot, Matt. That is the most... Oh, my God. What do you mean, thumbs up?
What?
Come on.
Explain that.
What do you mean? How old's the Aztec Empire? You don't know.
It was founded in 1428, and Oxford University was 1096.
So 250 years older.
Yeah.
Well done, Matt. Hey, Mick and MG in the morning bum bag coming your way. Brad's on the line. Brad, what have you got for me?
Morning, boys and ladies. So the longest boxing rout to ever be recorded went 110 rounds.
What?
7 hours and 20 minutes.
Wow. Do you know what? You know what the first thing I think of is? That's a lot of ring girls. That's a lot of ring girls.
It's the first thing you
think of. Or one very tired ring girl. She's going to be a little worse.
Something in the morning.
What's that?
I finish at 4 something in the morning.
Oh, that's
no. Went on that long. The ringside doctor checked their prostates.
Longer than Star Wars.
All right, Brad.
Oh, he's got it.
Brad, I tell you what, Brad. A slab of Jetty Road Lager coming your way. The best beer in the business. Bang, you're in. Lincoln, what have you got for me, please?
Yeah, Mick. I hope you're okay, but you've been white-handed by Sam Pang. He's now the headline act for the. Front bar. If you go online to watch the front bar to catch up on 7 Plus, it says join Sam Pang, then Mick Molloy.
Oh.
Then,
Wow. This might be a touchy one.
Oh, my goodness.
Needs to be an investigation.
I've got to be on you. I'm getting thumbs up from the boys who are laughing. Yeah. That's
not on. See me in my office.
Well, that is unbelievable. Sam who is what I say.
That's right.
Lincoln, I'd like to give you something, but I can't reward that. That's just made me...
He's brought it to your attention, though.
You need to know.
Thanks for letting me... Slab of Jetty Road coming your way, Lincoln. Nice. Yeah, lager or the pale, it's your choice. They're both great beers. I'm rocked by that news. That stinks high heaven. That's the way he operates. Skulks around behind your back, and when you're not looking, I can't believe it. Very angry. Have not been so angry. Thanks, Lincoln. Peter's on the line. Peter, what have you got?
You know the word Pajero, Mitsubishi Pajero. Pajero actually means wanker in Spanish.
What the
fuck? Can I buy you wanker?
So next time you see a Pajero in front of you...
Get out of the way, wanker. You wanker.
All right, $200 to you, Peter. Yay. Well done, buddy. Yay. And we've been joined live in the studio by friend of the show, Dave O'Neill. How are you, David?
Davey.
Yes, very good.
You're good?
Very
now,
good.
Every time, usually at the end of an interview, we go, and have you got anything to plug? And you go, no, well, apart from the podcast, of course, which is brilliant.
Yeah, and I've often got stuff for sale on eBay. Got a bookcase.
Somehow related. We love that, you and Glenn Robbins. But you've actually got a gig coming up in...
11th of May, Coliseum at Rudy Hill.
The Coliseum at Rudy Hill. Now,
I've been to the RSL at Rudy Hill before. Legendary.
I reckon I've done a gig there many, many years ago. Yeah. But the Coliseum sounds regal, it sounds like.
Well, apparently it's huge.
You know about this, MG?
Yeah, it's very intimate. It's about holds about 2,500 people.
How the hell are me and Limo and Brad Oakes are going to feel that? What a lineup!
It doesn't sound like the most dynamic show. Doesn't sound like there's a lot of twerking going on or backup dances. Did you hear this? You might get MG to that show, but MG said this on our show earlier this week. He has never been to the Opera House. He's lived here. He's lived here all his life and never been.
I've done a gig there with Glenn Robbins. We did a gig there.
You've
years
done
ago.
A gig with Glenn at the Opera House.
Yeah, in the smaller studio
in the theatre.
Yeah. But the good thing about it, they've got this great canteen, and there's all people from operas, and there were women dressed up as wenches who wanted their photo with Glenn from some opera. I found the photos the other day. They're the funny, they're like ghouls or something. They were from an opera.
A bit like the bar from Star Wars.
Yeah, it was.
They've just been crazy people.
Oh, you've got to go. I saw Morrissey there.
You saw Morrissey.
Yeah, Mozza.
I love his music. I don't think I'd enjoy his company. He's a vegan. He actually won't have dinner with people who eat meat.
He turned the whole opera house vegan. Because me and my mate met there for dinner and we're like, what's for dinner? And the woman was like, no, we're all fully vegan because of Morrissey.
For Morrissey.
Yeah.
I'd like to send him on a date with Lady Gaga wearing her meat dress.
Yeah.
I don't think that works for him on either level.
No.
No.
All right. So the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Length
of May.
With you and Limo and Brad Oakes.
And also Mandy Nolan and Billy Stiles. It's a big lineup.
It's going to be a big lineup. Oh. And are you going to give away any free jokes?
Oh, I love giving away free jokes, but because people will be paying tickets, obviously, okay, that night. But I give away free jokes all the time. I was at the vet the other day. My cat had a scratch in the eye. $400 later. But it's amazing what they do now.
He puts
a dye in the eye. Have you seen this? And then he turns off all the lights and goes, I'm going to get my CSI pen. And we're going to have a look at it. And I said, well, keep that pen away from my pants. That was a big joke. He laughed. My son didn't. But then we moved into... Then I'm on a roll.
Or your hand.
Then we moved into the reception. And there's all... had to buy some cat food. And there's all different types. There's like, you know, fur ball, mature, kitten. And there was one neutered, which just caught my eye. Neutered. So I said to the woman, I have two bags of the neutered, thanks. And I said... I looked around at the waiting room and said, technically, I can have that too. Because I've had a vasectomy.
You've had a vasectomy?
Yes.
So have I.
So has Mickey.
Well, it's technically it wasn't a vasectomy. It was a penis reduction. But while I was there, I got them to do a whip around.
And
got a little mullet down there too.
My wife was against me having a vasectomy. She said, I don't think you should have one. She said, what if I die in a car crash? She dies in a car crash. Mm. As horrible as that is. I know, terrible. And I want to find a new woman, and she wants to have kids. And I said, I will pick a woman who's already had kids. And she goes, how can you possibly guarantee that? I said, I've already picked her out. it's your sister. Anyway.
Come on, Davey. That's the type of stuff.
Get to the Coliseum.
Buckle up at the Coliseum. The gloves are off. Why don't you go to that, MJ? You won't go to the Opera House, but why don't you get... I'll organise you a couple of house tickets from Davey.
Yeah, we got plenty of room. MG, you bring a minibus, mate.
Wait, is that a Friday or a Saturday?
It's Friday night.
Friday night.
It could be hard for you. Don't worry. Look, if you're there,
he's trying to get out of it. Are you trying to get out of it?
No, I'm not.
I'm trying to get him out of it.
It's a. You know what? When I go back to Penrith this afternoon, it's probably about 15 minutes from my house. So why wouldn't I go?
Oh wow!
All right,
he'll be there.
Question without notice. Nanny state. Is that too much health and safety? We're buried under too much bureaucracy.
Yes. Yeah. The thing that gets me is high vis. There's too much high vis. I was in the 7-Eleven. The guy's wearing a bright high vis, you know, vest. Yeah. I'm like, why are you wearing that in case there's a slurpy tsunami? Or what's happening?
Someone's making a killing.
Someone's selling it. Is it going to be a Fanta flood? That's what I was trying to. Thank God Kenny was wearing his high vis vest when the Dorito downpour occurred.
Well, it's true. We are a high vis nation.
Well,
come here and you cannot do anything there. Had the front of this studio recently, there was a guy and he had witches' hats out. No one was doing anything.
Mm.
And they had a roped off area and had to walk 40 metres down the road to go around it and come back. And I just said to the guy, I said, mate, I'm not doing that. I said, I'm coming in. he goes, mate, you can't. I said, you go round. I go, but no one's doing anything. Doesn't matter, mate. There's a work site. I go, mate, I'm coming in.
Oh, good on you.
And he goes, you can't do that. I go, under whose authority?
I just did it.
I go, under whose authority? He goes, under, you know, the Road Safety Act. I go, but no one's doing anything, mate. I go, you know, I know, I can cross here with complete safety. Mate, do not cross that witch's hat. I'm doing it, mate, and I did it. He had no power to do anything, but he just gave me that really disappointed look.
What about how much money they're making these days, the stop-go sign people? Like, they're making, some of them make $120,000 a year from some of them.
Yeah, they are, that's right. Yeah. But they're always attractive blonde women.
They are.
They're all backpackers.
Hotties.
They've gone from on the pole to holding the pole. with a stop and slow.
Maybe that would, if they did a little dance while you stop. So yes, let's go, yes. Let's go. And then you go stop, and while it stopped, hey.
It's actually
we're going to get in trouble for this segment, by the way. Yeah, I do not concur with Dave O'Neill's thoughts on this, by the way.
It's stop and slow, and as I always yell out, no need to advertise how fast you're working when they hold the slow sign. But now, you know, my dad refused to wear high vis because, you know, he was a fitter and turner in factories, and he refused because it was introduced in the late 80s, I think.
Yeah.
And he said to his boss, do you want me to fix things around here or join the village people? But as he pointed out, being glow in the dark doesn't help you when you fall to your death from a ladder.
I can find you.
Yeah. That's to be fair, when he went, you could see him go. There goes Kevin. Oh, there he goes.
Health and safety. You know what? I was thinking about this the other day. You know the Westpac helicopter?
Oh, I love
the
it.
The safety
I love that.
Helicopter.
I got them to pick me up once because I wanted to use the ATM. I was in the surf.
Well, no, this is my thought.
Yeah.
They should only pick people up who bank with Westpac.
Yes, yes.
So say you're drowning and the Westpac helicopter should come over and they should go, who do you bank with? Commonwealth. Give me show us your card and then pick you up. Otherwise, you just...
Yeah.
All right, now we have to go. We're going to get in trouble for what you said about we take it back. The girls do a great job.
They do a great job. I always appreciate seeing them
on the work sites. They'll cheer you up.
Yeah, it does. Well, I did a gig for those guys, of course, and they said they employed attractive women because truck drivers wouldn't stop for blokes our age.
That's right.
They wouldn't stop for, say, MG holding the sign.
No.
But if you see an attractive woman, they're always going to stop.
That's it.
Exactly.
And probably honk.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think we're helping ourselves any more than we were.
They'll be at the Coliseum in front of the stage.
Yeah.
If you want more of that, don't forget, Somehow more Related, podcast with Glenn Robbins. Oh, always amusing.
Plenty of that.
And Coliseum.
Lymph of May.
Lymph of May.
Mick and MG in the morning. Brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.